This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha polls reached a feverish pitch as the top leaders of various political parties hold rallies to woo the voters across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, the star campaigners of different political parties will campaign for the sixth and seventh phases of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address political rallies in Basti and Shravasti constituencies. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati will campaign in Sultanpur, while Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Azamgarh district. With only 3 days left when voters of Delhi will decide the fate of candidates contesting to win the high-profile seats of the national capital, the high-voltage campaigning is taking place to woo the voters in different parts of Delhi. Adding to the momentum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address election rallies in Delhi. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Dwarka in favour of BJP candidate Kamaljeet Sehrawat, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend a public meeting at Bhalswa Dairy. Mr. Kharge will woo the voters in favour of party candidate Udit Raj. Seven parliamentary constituencies of Delhi will go to poll on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that massive voting is taking place in Kashmir and it is becoming a benchmark for democracy. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Modi said, "Voting in Kashmir has broken the record of 30 to 40 years." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today embarked on a visit to Tehran in Iran. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Dr. Hossein Amir Abdullahian, who were killed in a helicopter crash on the 19th of this month. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has emphasized that the reason for existence of Indian Navy is to remain combat ready at all times to safeguard national maritime interests. In his maiden address to officers posted in Naval Headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, the Chief of Naval Staff reiterated the unwavering commitment of the Indian Navy towards Atmanirbharta. Admiral Tripathi also laid emphasis on finding in-house solutions, pole vaulting innovation, and embracing niche technologies to address the existing and emerging challenges in the maritime domain. India has climbed to the 39th position in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Development Index 2024, while the US has topped the list. India also ranks the highest in South Asia among the lower middle income economies. Earlier, India was ranked 54th in the 2021 published index. On an overall index score of 7, where 1 is the worst and 7 the best, India scored 4.25. India's significant leap in the rankings underscores its growing competitiveness in the global tourism landscape. The Mumbai Crime Branch has formed a Special Investigation Team, SIT, in the Ghatkopar billboard accident case. 17 people have been killed and around 75 people were injured in the accident. According to officials, a total of 6 officers have been appointed in the SIT. Officials also informed that the SIT searched the residence of Bhavesh Phire, the owner of the company responsible for the billboard, and spoke to some of the employees of the company. A boat carrying passengers has sunk in the backwaters of Ujjani Dam in the Indapur Tehsil of Pune district. 7 passengers are missing while one of them swam to safety. An NDRF team has started search operation to find missing persons. The boat was travelling from Kalashi in Indapur Taluka to Kogaon in Karmala Taluka of Solapur district when it overturned due to strong winds. In the FIH Pro Hockey League, the Indian men's and women's hockey teams will begin the first half of the European leg in Antwerp, Belgium today. Both the men's and women's teams will play against Argentina this evening. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.